we were selecting sitters for Finlay to work with, some athletes stood out. One of those was Alistair Brownlee, who was ranked first in the world in 2009 and again ranked first. Even better for us in terms of who and what we're presenting, in terms of the fascination about athletes, is the fact that Alistair's younger brother Jonathan has moved up from the junior level to be ranked number two in the world in the triathlon. So, a fabulous possibility for a portrait. Finlay and his two assistants and I went up to Yorkshire, up onto the moors near Leeds, to photograph them. It's where they both grew up, the Brownlee brothers, and live and train. Their trainer, Malcolm Brown, said to me, "The moors inspire them. They have a pack of mates up here they train with. It's what helps them get out of bed in the morning on the days that they aren't really feeling that good." Arriving the evening before and driving up onto the moors and seeing the stunning view and the light really helped us understand the inspiration factor in this. We went to meet the brothers and Malcolm in the evening at Leeds University, where they train. They do their track training there with Malcolm. Coming from the gallery and a non-sports environment, the lighting and the track and the general buzz was so theatrical, so dramatic, so exciting. The following morning, we were up really early. The frost was hard on the ground and there was talk of snow. We set up at 7 o'clock on Chevin Moor. The brothers were at that time swimming. Their morning goes swimming, 2 hours, up on the moors, running, 2 hours, and then cycling with their mates, 2 hours. So pretty punishing schedule for pretty full-on sport. Finlay found the place he'd wanted to shoot the evening before. It was a glorious day. It was extraordinary insofar as a tree sticking up, blasted by the winds and bound with a rag, and the stones that were marking the walking routes there. Finn had two assistants, two lights, pretty minimal equipment, given what he went on to use, but the dawn light to work with, and the view as a backdrop. The Brownlees arrived, Malcolm came first, and I chatted to him for a while. The brother's uncle had introduced Alistair, the elder one, to triathlon. He was a triathlete himself, and both the Brownlee parents are medics and athletes, and the brother's father had asked Malcolm if he could make his sons run faster. Jonathan was 11 at the time and Alistair was 14. And Malcolm said, "I had no idea they're triathletes." When the brothers arrived, everything was set up and ready to go. We had an extremely short time to photograph them in, 1 hour, before they were due to go off and cycle. They were really up for being helpful and it makes it easier having met them beforehand. So Finlay asked them, rather than to run and us to wait for them, just to run repetitively from the height we were standing slightly underneath around the bound tree. I could see already this was going to be a portrait with kind of epic quality. It was magnificent, the setting. Malcolm sat facing out towards the landscape. He doesn't usually go up on the moors with the brothers. He focuses on track. But it was appropriate that he was there. They spend a lot of time together. And it was going to make an extraordinary shot, both them running and Malcolm's presence, as kind of the counterbalance to what they were doing. The shoot was pretty well entirely repetitive. It was up the hill, back down, round the tree. Because of the movement, it was a question of just getting them both, two of them, the right relationship with each other and the expressions and the bodies in some kind of perfect aesthetic organisation. And Malcolm's slight shifts and nuances, facing one way, facing the other. It's continual movement. The brothers were up on walls, hopping backwards and forwards, running. It was a very comfortable relationship and a caring one. You realised in observing that this was part of some big programme, just the way the conversations were going, the references. The hour was quick. We had to finish on time. There was no question of changing that training schedule. So we packed up and I waited for the cab to take me down off the moor. The talk was of snow and I realised how fortunate that we were out of Yorkshire that day. 4 inches of snow expected that night.